the way I look at this is if the government has to collect penalties and interest for us to have a dialogue, then that's the cost. It's not that I feel personally burdened because I'm particularly paying taxes that are used for the military. I feel burdened by being coerced into participating at all. And it just takes paying extra in order to have this dialogue with the government. And I feel encouraged, and I'm absolutely optimistic. By looking far enough back in the past, we can see how this whole cycle has played out before. And it just takes people that are willing to pay that extra penalty for the process to move forward. As in a postscript, in my case, the second case, which is now on appeal, the tax court not only didn't allow me to make my full argument, but I was also fined $5,000. And that penalty now has been increased from $5,000 that you mentioned before. It's up to $25,000. I knew that going in. I'm not a wealthy person, but I've put money aside in an IRA account for years, and there's enough there to cover at least one hit of $25,000. And when I realized that if I got to my retirement age and I hadn't used that money to face the fear of the penalties, because I feel I have an excellent argument and an excellent explanation for the government, that I wouldn't be satisfied. That large penalty has stopped a lot of cases. But again, if you know, looking to the people of the past who really did the suffering, they didn't let penalties or anything else stop them from expressing their conscience to the government and to their society at large, and we are all beneficiaries of that today.
Dan?